And Saul committed a great blunder that day, for he had placed the people under an oath, saying, "Cursed is the man who eats any food until it is evening, and I am avenged of my enemies." So none of the people tasted food. All the people came into the forest, and there was honey on the ground. When the people had come to the forest, look, a flow of honey, but no man would raise his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. But Jonathan did not hear when his father commanded the people with the oath, so he put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and dipped it in the honeycomb, and raised his hand to his mouth, and his eyes brightened. Then one of the people answered, and said, "Your father directly commanded the people with an oath, saying, 'Cursed is the man who eats food this day.'" The people were faint. Then Jonathan said, "My father has troubled the land. Please look how my eyes have been enlightened, because I tasted a little of this honey. How much better if the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies when they found it, for the slaughter among the Philistines would have been greater. They struck of the Philistines that day from Michmash to Ayalon." The people were very faint, and the people pounced upon the spoil, and took sheep, and cattle, and calves, and killed them on the ground, and the people ate them with the blood. Then they told Saul, saying, "Look, the people are sinning against the Lord, in that they eat meat with the blood." He said, "You have dealt treacherously. Roll a large stone to me this day." Saul said, "Disperse yourselves among the people, and tell them, 'Bring me here every man his ox, and every man his sheep, and kill them here, and eat, and do not sin against the Lord in eating meat with the blood.'" All the people brought every man his ox with him that night, and killed them there. Saul built an altar to the Lord. This was the first altar that he built to the Lord. Saul said, "Let us go down after the Philistines by night, and take spoil among them until the morning light, and let us not leave a man of them." They said, "Do whatever seems good to you." Then the priest said, "Let us draw near here to God." Saul asked counsel of God, "Shall I go down after the Philistines? Will you deliver them into the hand of Israel?" But he did not answer him that day. And Saul said, "Come here, all you leaders of the people, and investigate and see how this sin has arisen today. For, as the Lord lives, who saves Israel, though it is in Jonathan my son, he shall surely die." But there was not a man among all the people who answered him. Then he said to all Israel, "You be on one side, and I and Jonathan my son will be on the other side." The people said to Saul, "Do what seems good to you." Therefore Saul said, "Lord, God of Israel, why have you not answered your servant this day? If this sin is mine or in Jonathan my son, Lord, God of Israel, give Urim. But if this sin is in your people Israel, give Thummim." And Jonathan and Saul were chosen, but the people were cleared. And Saul said, "Cast lots between me and Jonathan my son. Whomever the Lord shall indicate to be taken by lot, let him die." And the people said to Saul, "This thing is not to be." And Saul prevailed over the people, and they cast lots between him and Jonathan his son. And Jonathan was selected. Then Saul said to Jonathan, "Tell me what you have done." And Jonathan told him, and said, "I certainly did taste a little honey with the end of the staff that was in my hand, and look, I must die." Saul said, "God do so and more also, for you shall surely die, Jonathan." The people said to Saul, "Shall Jonathan die, who has worked this great salvation in Israel? Far from it. As the Lord lives, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he has worked with God this day." So the people rescued Jonathan, and he did not die. Then Saul went up from following the Philistines, and the Philistines went to their own place. Now when Saul had taken the kingdom over Israel, he fought against all his enemies on every side, against Moab, and against the children of Ammon, and against Edom, and against the king of Zobah, and against the Philistines, and wherever he turned, he was victorious. And he did valiantly, and struck the Amalekites, and delivered Israel out of the hand of its plunderers. Now the sons of Saul were Jonathan, and Ishvi, and Malchishua, and the names of his two daughters were these: the name of the firstborn Merib, and the name of the younger Michal, and the name of Saul's wife was Ahinoam the daughter of Ahimaaz. The name of the commander of his army was Abiner the son of Ner, Saul's uncle. Kish was the father of Saul, and Ner the father of Abner was the son of Abiel. There was severe war against the Philistines all the days of Saul, and when Saul saw any mighty man, or any valiant man, he took him to him.